So let's talk about this case with attorney Areva Martin. She joins us now from Los Angeles. Areva, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you, Jonathan.
So first off, just how unusual is this case?
Very unusual. We have a couple of things that make this case stand out. First of all, it's a mass murder, and the defendant is still alive. In most mass murder shootings, the defendant is killed by police or law enforcement, or they take their own lives. So now we have a young man who's actually going on trial, has to face his victims and answer for the killing of 12 people and, as you say, the wounding of over 70 people.
And that young man, James Holmes, has pled not guilty by reason of insanity. Just how strong of a case does he have?
Well, I think it's going to be a difficult challenge for him. Colorado has a unique law in that it requires the prosecuting attorney to prove that he was sane. And we're talking about legal insanity. So the definition is whether he knew right from wrong or if his if he was impaired by reason of mental defects. So, you know, did he know what he was doing when he went into that theater and killed those people? That's going to be the question. And was he legally sane?
And how do prosecutors prove that, though, especially when someone commits such a horrific crime with apparently no reason? A lot of people are going to say it's clear this man is insane.
Well, again, you got to look at the legal definition of insanity versus, you know, a clinical definition versus a layperson's definition. You can expect the prosecutors to put on, you know, lots of evidence about the efforts that were made before the shooting occurred, the ammunition that was bought, you know, the gear that he bought that he actually wore during the shooting, the booby trapping of his apartment. All of that suggests a lot of planning and a lot of methodical actions, not those of a person who couldn't appreciate the consequences of his actions.
So considering that he was so well armed, that he clearly plotted out this attack, how much does that help prosecutors in this case?
I think it's going to help prosecutors a great deal because it's going to suggest that he did know what he was doing and that he was very both methodical and had a plan to kill not only the people in the theater, but also anyone who came to his apartment after the murders occurred. Because, you know, when the police officer, the first responders, went to search his apartment, there was also explosives that were triggered by them entering that apartment. So that doesn't look like a person who was, you know, acting without some sense about the grave consequences of his actions.
So Holmes's defense team is trying to avoid the death penalty in this case and apparently has agreed to a life in prison sentence, which was rejected by the prosecutors. Why do you think the DA is still pursuing the death sentence, especially since Colorado has not executed anyone since the late 90s?
You have to think about the heinous nature of this crime. Think about how many families in this small community were impacted. The victims, the relatives of the victims, for them, justice means the death penalty. There's also a certain amount of vengeance. You know, people want him to pay